opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Billy, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building.
Good evening and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crimmins tonight.
What's happening, Carl?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, Perry.
Bam. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We're heading into the fourth.
You're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, this was last Thursday. No, this is a new show because there's 5 Thursdays in this month.
I'll do it every Thursday. I could.
I know you would.
Hey, here's the thing. Last time I saw you, you were on a gun range.
I'm
with
having
about
problems
5
hearing
bucks
anybody.
And beauties.
Hang on just for a second. Are you sure everything's on? I can't. Yeah, let's start turning things up here.
There you go.
Okay, now we got it. You know, poor Liam. He's here in the morning.
Hi, Liam.
I bring him in.
Good evening.
Good. How you doing, buddy?
And I like the heck out of him.
Oh, isn't he cool?
That's underground. A long this,
is, this is one of this is one of the reasons when people talk about 18-year-olds voting. I don't mind Liam.
Voting.
Well, I did vote.
Smart.
So.
I know you did vote, but I'm saying, you know, that some people have they're 18 and they can vote. No, if they're like Liam, you know, vote.
I wouldn't trust most people my age to vote.
I wouldn't.
We wouldn't either.
No.
Well, but here's the thing is, he was here this morning.
I appreciate
you. And then
your
I
candor,
brought him
man.
In early this afternoon to record a show because this weekend we have Liberty going on this weekend and we're, in the sense of that, Independence Day, we're independent from working.
I love it.
Unless, of course, you're involved with baseball, and Liam's involved with baseball.
Oh,
I got you guys.
Liam. What do you mean involved with baseball?
Well,
what's
we do all
here?
The Colt 45 games.
And Liam is your producer?
Yeah, and I don't know, unless he's got somebody to help him one of these nights.
No, I'm chilling.
Oh, are you chilling?
I'm chilling.
I like that, yeah.
Now, he's also going to be gone, though, for a while because he's going down to Southern California to do record an album and to and a video.
Yes.
Yeah. Liam, why don't you play some of your music today?
On our
Man Up.
I'd be happy
I think
to.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that for our bump music. Let's do Liam's music.
Congratulations on the next step.
Yeah, no, it's been such an intensive process.
I'm totally loving
Liam's
that. Liam's
a perfectionist, and we like that.
We'll do the bump music. Every song, Liam.
And what's the name of your band? Or is this just your stuff?
This is just my
stuff. Your stuff, okay. Because I know you play in a band, too.
I do. I play in the band for my friends when we do live shows.
In the band, okay.
Yeah.
And I've met one of his friends, and that was...
Davey.
You know what? This guy has a great haircut. It's like one half of his head is kind of... It's kind of short. The hair's kind of short. But he's let the rest of it grow. So it's kind of like hanging down on the other side.
Oh, dude.
But he's another guy like Liam. If you look at him, you know, if you look at Davey, you think, okay, this is a stoner. No. No, this guy's sharp. So,
hey, I get a guy
you know,
on a
with,
hockey
with,
team like that.
With
long
old,
hair on one side, short on the other.
Yeah.
With old guys, they call that a comb-over. With the young guys, they call it a throw-over.
What do they call that here?
What do they call it, Liam?
An undercut, I think.
Undercut.
Did you make that up, Crummins?
Right off the top of
a
my
throw-over.
Head.
Speaking of haircuts,
awesome.
Now you can see
that's awesome.
See through Perry's hair now.
That's right. I will be sunburned this weekend on my scalp.
What's happening there?
And yes, Ted, it was from my stylist.
And I got a stylist, Jeff.
You know
I got
a stylist.
You know what?
I wouldn't even say that out loud.
You need to
I wouldn't
man
even
up.
Say that. Yeah.
You need to man up.
You need to man up.
You need to get a barber.
And go on down to Cypress Square Barbershop like the rest of the men do in the studio.
Logan and Tim.
There you go.
They'll treat you right.
You know, if I thought it wouldn't matter with all the scars on my head from being a child and rock fights and all that stuff, I would just shave my head.
You manned up early.
Partner, I've got a scar that starts at my hairline in the front and goes all the way back to the back of my head when I went through the windshield of my MGB.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you got a lot of hair, Carl.
Yeah, and I tell you, because I had, you know, even longer hair back there, and so they shaved a groove there so they could sew it up. And if you've ever had, you know, where they've had to sew your skull up, you can hear it. When they're sewing, it goes.
I'm kind of.
No.
You know, I'm just cringing listening.
I've got I've got scars all over too. So anyway.
Anyway, I want to say hi to my buddy Mike Freud. He was on the gun range with me today.
Okay.
He's got a he's looking good with his haircut, which is like a pullback ponytail.
Cool.
And he's the biggest Kiss fan I know. So if you don't like, you know, Kiss, that's a total man up band. And Mike Freud's an electrician. He gets up every day. He goes to a construction site. He puts on his boots, or he puts on his boots and goes to a construction site, and he busts his rear end in the hot sun. Thank you very much, Mike Freud.
Thank you for manning up. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
And Mike, I tell you what, our construction guys.
Hey, all of them.
Without you, we're short so much housing, and yet every one of our guys and girls are working full time.
Hey,
you know,
to try to keep up. You know, my brother Tony Jackson. I mean, Tony Jackson is all the time. I mean, he bounces from site to site to site.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do our job, which is secret.
Tony's brother was just appointed under sheriff, wasn't he?
I know it, yeah. Brian. Good for him. Congratulations.
Brian, the fact that you let Tony even be there for photographs is something.
Well, that's what Tony said, you know, because he's lost a ton of weight because he's not doing the movies now.
Yeah.
He's not doing the movies now, so, you know, he's not working out and all that. I look at him, I'm like, Tony, are you the same person? He's like,
I just
don't work out all the time because I'm not doing any movies. I'm like, okay.
I have a friend that, this guy, he looked like a hairless gorilla. I mean, just huge upper body and all this.
A hairless gorilla?
Well, yeah, because, you know, just hairless.
I'm kind of trying to visualize that, but pretty.
Huge upper body. And then I saw him, and I think I was telling you about it. He had a sciatica.
Oh, yeah.
His sciatic is bad, and he's just in pain all the time. Plus, then he had a jaw thing done, and he must have lost 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I mean, he's still like 6% body fat, and he still, you know, looks like a inverted triangle. But he has lost so much weight.
Yeah, it happens. Especially at age. How old is he, you think?
Oh, it's got to be probably 50s. Yeah.
At age, 50s. Like at our age, if you don't work out all the time, it's a problem. Because the bottom line is your body doesn't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I want to do, Carl? I want to have a blade and bow neat,
and I
want to toast the trades. All the construction trades. All the sheetrock people, all the tile people, everybody that makes us happy every day that
Mike
we don't
Huber,
even know.
All these guys.
The Mike Hubers of the planet. Mike Huber, I love you, brother.
I talked to Mike yesterday.
Yeah. I know you did.
I saw a meme that said, you know, it shows a guy, philosopher degree, owes $250,000 on his student loans, doesn't have a job. And it shows another guy there, went to trade school. Makes $150,000 a year. No school loans.
No school loans. No nothing.
Right.
So,
wait a minute. That's yours, buddy, because it's got Ted on it.
Oh, Ted. Here's yours, Carl. What does yours say? Shooter.
Shooter.
Ooh.
And of course, Perry says wild turkey.
Wow.
National wild turkey.
This is Kentucky.
Okay. We're going to try this right before the break.
Blade and bow.
Blade and bow. Good.
Kentucky
good call.
Bourbon.
Hey, here's to you, construction workers. And all tradespeople.
Thank you. Mm.
I appreciate you more than you know. My wife appreciates you too in our brand new bathroom.
Okay.
And our brand new roof appreciates you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Are we going to break or are we going to hang up?
Well, you know what? I want to go to early break because there's so much that's happened.
Since
the last week.
It's nuts.
But just when you think, okay, we've got some freedom with our firearms.
Oh, no.
The state of California is proposing a bill, my friends. And I don't care if you believe in, you know, if you carry a gun, but you believe in the Second Amendment.
Or don't carry a gun, whatever.
I don't care. But wait till you hear what this proposed bill says.
I heard they're trying to extend on a private property. Your property and mine.
Your property.
That's crap.
Churches everywhere.
That's crap.
No, they're imposing rules on everybody.
It's overreach though. I mean, they'll lose in court. Hopefully,
but let's just hope that there's some sanity that Gavin Newsom looks at and goes, no.
You think so?
Well, you know what, he could, because this is so egregious, and you've got an election coming up.
Anyway,
we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
See you at Man Up.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Is this your stuff now? Hey, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
You have got to be kidding me.
Send me the song, buddy.
Okay.
Liam.
I'll put it in my playlist that I play in my car.
This is happy music.
Why do they call that underground? Because it seems very...
above ground.
Like, not only above ground, but talented and awesome, and I love it. Underground music seems like the kind of music that's grungy and like in the bottom, and we're like, oh, I don't like it.
And there's a screaming
but that right there? That sounded good, Liam.
Yeah, it's not out yet, so you can't put it in your playlist.
Got it.
You can't?
How long?
6 months.
You got an album?
I'm working on it, yeah.
All right, let's stay in touch.
We're going to be buying those albums.
I like that.
Thank you.
We'll be selling them here.
And Liam, just remember, if you become a part of the Hollywood scam, that's what it is, the Hollywood scam.
I'm well aware.
He's going to become an elite, man.
No, Liam's going to be playing in front of sold out stadiums, right?
Fingers crossed.
Can we get tickets? Like backstage
I'll buy
tickets?
Them right now.
I'm down.
Can we get backstage,
Liam.
Backstage tickets so we can go back out there and... Anyway, okay.
I'll buy it right now.
Pre-buy.
Let's talk SCOTUS. SCOTUS said that we have a right as Americans to carry outside the house.
Without a cause. The cause is we are Americans. Our founding fathers put it in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And without cause, we are authorized to carry a personal protection firearm for each individual, right? Not your life is worth more than mine, Carl, because you're more handsome and worth more money than I am, right?
Well, the hair thing.
The more handsome, maybe, but not worth more money. This man's a underground millionaire.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this, right? But the bottom line is this. No place in America is there the right today for an agency to say, well, you're more likely to have a crime committed against you that might end in your death or great bodily injury. So guess what? We're going to issue a permit. You, on the other hand, not so much. Yeah. You're not going to get a permit. I love that. SCOTUS, that was a good ruling.
It was a constitutional ruling. And, you know, up here in Shasta County, does it mean we're more equal than people down in L.A. or San Francisco because we can carry? They obviously don't have any danger in there, living in the, you know, in the Bay Area.
Yeah, because the Bay Area is so safe. It's utopia.
That's why they got rid of the DA.
That's right. That's why they toss a DA. Yeah. But the bottom line
board,
is this.
In the school board, too.
Yeah, in the same year, by the way, the DA and the school board.
It's all those conservatives down there.
At the end of the day, it's true. SCOTUS ruled appropriately, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Your life now, is equal to my life.
Now, this is what California and New York are doing. But this is the proposed despotic law coming in that they proposed that it's already made it through committee. These are places that you will be prohibited to carry. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if we have enough time to mention all of them, but I'm going to get most of them.
I want them all.
Okay, court, building or parking area controlled by a state legislature or executive.
Okay.
Building or parking lot of any type of jail, detention, correction. Medical facility or nursing home, both public and private. Public transportation that is paid in whole or part with public funds, which means then is Uber, I guess. You're safe in Uber. Bar or place that sells intoxicating liquor for consumption on its premises. That's better than what I thought because it was already in play. No. Mm-hmm. This is any bar or restaurant now. So you used to be able to go into a restaurant and be carrying as long as you didn't drink. Now you can't even carry into a restaurant.
So let me back up for the first second.
Yep.
So hold your spot, Carl.
Got it.
Private or public? As soon as you say private, you realize you're stepping on private property. You realize you're encroaching, right?
Right.
As a government, you can't really do that.
You can't do that.
No.
Okay, an event open to the public requiring a permit. So the rodeo, anything that requires a permit, you can no longer carry a firearm.
Which is also private.
If the bill goes through, and it's on private property, right. It belongs to the rodeo.
This is all in this bill that's made it out of committee. Okay, playground or public or private youth center. So any playground or public or private youth center. Park, athletic area, or athletic facility that is open to the public in the street or sidewalk immediately adjacent to these areas. However, if you have a license, you can walk by it to get to your house or car. Any property under the control of the departments of park or recreation or department of fish and wildlife, except public shooting or hunting areas or buildings where firearms possession is otherwise permitted by law. Any area under the control of a college or university, whether public or private.
They're
saying Simpson University.
University owns their property.
That's right.
I'm no attorney. I wish an attorney would call in.
Any place where gambling is permitted in any stadium or arena or area of play for collegiate or professional sports. Building or parking area of a public library, museum, zoo, or amusement park. Street, driveway, parking area, property, building, or facility owned by nuclear energy, storage, weapons, or development site. The building or parking area of a financial institution. Law enforcement station, parking area, any other places where firearms are currently prohibited by state or federal law. Now, it even goes more that it's prohibited to carry a firearm in any other private business that's open to the public or any place of worship or their parking lots unless these businesses or churches post signage issued by the state's Department of Justice that indicates concealed carry permit holders are allowed to bring their firearms on the property.
Hey, here's the thing. Check this out. So what we're going to do is we're going to buy the sign from the Department of Justice. It's like a tax, right? It's a fee.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Where we can place it on our church or place of worship or where our business that says, hey, please carry a gun in here.
Jeez.
I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But you know what?
This is California.
It didn't surprise me. People are always like,
they're
Ted.
They're going to push it to the very limit.
People are like, Ted, how do you feel about the legislature? I'm like, well, you know, they're not very bright. And I'm like, Ted, they're like, Ted, don't you think there's some sort of plot to take all the guns away from people? You know what I tell them? No, because they're not that smart. No. They don't have a strategy. They're just winging it.
No,
they don't know one thing about guns.
No, and every one of these places that we used to be able to go into.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Carrying, they are going to prohibit so that you cannot carry anywhere. And this, you know, you almost hope that this thing passes because a judge will immediately put a stay on it, and then it'll go up to the Supreme Court, and they're going to come back, and this time they're going to hammer it.
If the Supreme Court will hear it. But here's the thing. Call Brian Dolly's office, right? I mean, it's an automatic thing. Call Brian Dolly's office. Let him know how we feel about it. Call Doug LaMalfa's office, right?
Well, LaMalfa's going to be on tomorrow, and I'm going to mention this.
Because
he's
really,
going to be on 8 o'clock tomorrow.
This is something that federally, needs to be handled. Because the state obviously does not have the ability to make a good decision. It needs to be a federal thing. Right?
Well, and
Megan Dolly's office will start it, and then we'll go from there. Because the bottom line is, it's just
this
ridiculous.
Is just, this, you know, this is, you talk about having your rights trampled.
Oh, yeah.
This is so ridiculous. They've made it that you can't even be in the parking lot of the library.
You realize the problem with that, right?
Public place.
Is that parking lot of the library? It really, many times, is shared with what? A private business who has leased it or an estate for years, right? Because it's a private business. And private people can park. Private customers can park there. And public or the library customers can park there. At the end of the day, either one of them can park there. So how are you going to get a disposition or a conviction on a firearms charge inside of a parking lot that is not even designated as federal or state or whatever?
Well, again, I go back to this one that's part of it. It says prohibited to carry a firearm in any other private business that's open to the public or any place of worship or their parking lots unless they post signage they get from the Department of Justice that says it's okay to carry a concealed firearm in here. Well, they're not going to do that.
No, of course
they're
not.
And you know what this is going to do? This is going to make criminals of almost all of us.
Well, that's why that's the deal.
It is. They're going to make criminals of almost all of us.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. They make a criminal out of you, and they make a criminal out of somebody else. Then they decide who they're going to charge.
Yeah.
That is power.
Yeah.
That is supreme power right
there. And yet, we all know that criminals and thugs and shooters are not going to respect any of these. They don't respect
of
them now. Why would
not.
They respect it then?
I was in renewal class this morning. I'm sitting here talking. They're like, hey, Ted. I'm like, well, you know, you should never carry a gun in a bar, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, hey, Ted, you know somebody carried a gun in a bar last night? I'm like, what? I don't have time to keep up with all of this criminal activity. What happened?
Criminal activity.
Did you know that, Carl, did you know that somebody got in a, like some sort of a weird shootout in Reading last night or brandished firearms at each other and then they chased them across town and RPD caught them and they had firearms? If anybody knows about that, could you call in and tell us what's going on?
I haven't seen that.
I missed it.
What did I do last night? What happened?
I slept.
Oh, well, usually I just looked at the all the press releases that come out from the sheriff's.
Well, maybe they're mistaken, but you know, I'm off for 10 weeks for hockey. So, but I do sit on the pine. I ride the pine at hockey because
would
I'm,
you go
I'm
there
injured.
Anyway?
I go there anyway. It's my team. If they need me to have towels or get them water or whatever, right? I'm on the team. So
now,
at the end of the day, I wasn't home last night, and then I went to the shop, and picked up all my stuff so I could teach this morning at the Reading Gun Club. So I don't know what happened last night. If somebody knows what happened in town, they said there was like guns involved, and they picked up a couple of felons. Did you know about that?
Felons with guns?
I know. Surprise, surprise. Carl, do you know?
I guess
you guys
haven't
heard about
that.
Please
let me check.
Call in and let us know, because I'm all the way interested.
So, Bonna. So here's the concealed carry thing that I mean, us that have or anyone that wants concealed carry, it's for self-protection. It's so you don't carry because someone is trying to kill you. You carry so someone won't kill you.
That's right.
Okay.
And you make good decisions every day. What happened,
well,
Carl?
I don't see anything in here. I'll go check something else, too. But when we come back from the break, and this is another reason that when you see laws like this, because what the Attorney General did and the Department of Justice with our concealed carry licenses is criminal.
Of course, it's criminal.
You know, we'll talk about that when we get back.
All right.
Well, this is Man Up with Perry Crooms and Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. And you can hop into our chat room if you like at KCNR1460.com.
Or call in.
If you've got something you want to talk about, if you think this is just, have we had enough?
605-4567. Or you want to argue with us. I'm good for that. Call in. Let's hammer it.
Tell us why we're wrong.
No arguing, just debate.
Yep, no arguing, just debate.
And we'll still love you at the end.
Man up.
Man up.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
What the heck? That is good, man.
It's happy music.
It's really solid.
Okay, welcome back to Man Up. We're listening to our producer, Liam's own music.
Nice work, Liam.
Great musician.
Good work.
Thank you.
Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy and Carl Bott here. This is kind of like an extra edition of Man Up because there's five Thursdays in this month. And Linda usually takes this and I said, no, we want it.
I'll do it every Thursday.
She goes, okay.
We'll take our independence.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm waiting.
I want to propose the next guest on Man Up.
Okay.
My buddy, Brian Seamus.
Okay.
You know what? Before we start talking smack about people on post-release supervision,
mm-hmm.
I want him to come in and tell his story. He is a he is in a solid program, and it's working for him.
Well, you know what? And it does work for the percentage of those people who want it to work.
He paid his debt.
And now
I love him.
And now he is successful. And he is
successful.
And he's staying out of trouble. And that's what that program's for. Not for people who just go, okay, that's going to get me out of jail quicker. Oh, yeah, I'll sign up for that. And then they become like these two felons that got into a fight at a sports bar last night.
Let's hear the story, Carl.
Well, they got into a fight at a sports bar, and somebody said it. Reported they saw a gun in the waistband of one of these guys, and they called the cops.
He didn't conceal well.
No.
The cops
even in a bar where it's not allowed anyway.
It's not allowed anyway.
And so the police came. They saw this charger, white charger, leaving. They pulled him over, and they have two felons in there. This gets even better because not only did they have the gun, they also were arrested and charged with felon in possession of a firearm, possession of narcotics, possession of stolen property, driving without a license, and a warrant for failing to report for work release. And the other guy was they got in possession of stolen property, possession of a fraudulent check and parole violation. They found suspected heroin, stolen property, a fake check, and a check printing equipment.
Here's my question. So, Carl, let me take
both
you back.
Both these guys are out on a...
What is suspected heroin?
Yeah.
Well, they can't say
either
heroin.
It is or it isn't.
Well, no, they've got to test it first.
It does.
It was a white powder.
So, we...
Could be flour.
You and I, Carl,
yeah.
We're part of the only organization in the United States that has never failed. The United States Army and the United States Marine Corps. Not in order. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
That's okay.
The United States Marine Corps and the United States Army. Okay, so check this out.
Well, if that's my station.
I know. It's your station.
Okay.
If because I respect you immensely.
Well,
you're the colonel.
That goes two ways.
You're the colonel, brother.
That goes two ways, Sergeant Major.
Yeah. So, if these two knuckleheads were in the Marine Corps or the Army, what would be the first question when we pick them up downtown at a strip club? What would be the first question out of some cop's mind?
I don't know, authorized? Are you on authorized liberty?
Who the heck is their commander?
Oh, that. Okay, yeah, if this was a Marine. Which
who
unit
the
do you
heck?
Belong
that's
to?
That's right.
In Oceanside, that's what they used
who,
to do.
Who's your commander? We're going to have a talk right now. And they call my commander at home 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
I've been called.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. And, we picked up a couple of your
We're going to fix it now. We're going
to
fix it now.
The story is too long to tell, but it involved a whole bunch of my Marines, a whole bunch of them, and standing up for each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that saved my butt when the colonel heard about it. So anyway.
Well, here's the story. They would rather see my commander than see the Sergeant Major, I promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? I got less to lose, Carl.
They go.
Yeah. I got less to lose, so you, it's going to be more difficult with me.
Report, when I was enlisted, you need to go see the first sergeant.
Ooh.
After one weekend incident with like four of us.
Dude, that first sergeant's already been busted three times from Vietnam. he does not care.
Going to see the first sergeant, it was oh my God.
It's almost like
happen?
It used to be when you went and saw the vice principal at school, right?
Right, yeah. The principal,
you actually
he was
got
somebody.
Some discipline.
The vice principal, not scared
no,
of you.
He would, he'd bring out the wood. So, mm-hmm. He had that.
Hey, the first sergeant, the sergeant major, they would scuff you up. The commander, that's different. They're going to send you back down.
Well, by the time they get to the commander, you kind of like to think that, okay, first sergeants had them, their, platoon sergeants had them. By the time they get to me, though,
they've had
three or four chances.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also listen to first sergeant and their commander, platoon commander or their company commander and say, yeah, well, he's had his chances. And then you just drop a hammer on him. Most of the time. Sometimes you look at him and you go, wonder if we can salvage this guy.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm always a fan of salvaging, right? I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at that soldier or whatever, and I'm going to take a look at what he does and how he's done. And maybe, he's going through a tough time. Divorce or whatever.
But at
the end of the day, you got to make a decision for your organization for community.
That's right.
So I'm going all the way back to the beginning, and I'm going to ask you this. Who's in charge of those people?
There you go.
Which government organization is drawing full pay, holidays and weekends off, yet they're running around our community willy-nilly. I'm just asking. I don't know. It's not my business to know, although I could find out quite easily and irritate a whole bunch of people. But who is in charge of people who are on post-release community supervision? Who's in charge of that? And why are they running around our community with guns, heroin, fake checks,
not
cash?
Showing up for work.
Who is that? Where's the person? Because that's the person who I consider.
Is that the probation?
No, because probation is different. That's county. That's probation. Parole is different. Parole is released from prison and you're on parole. Is it the state? Do we have a state person in town here?
I don't know.
Well, I'd like someone to call me. 605-4567. Someone school us, because let me tell you, I'm not afraid to get involved with this.
Department of Justice managed to release a lot of personal information for everybody that had applied for a concealed carry applicant or licenses between the years of 2011 and 2021.
That's all three of us.
Released without authorization. Included names, dates of birth, gender, race, driver's license number, addresses, and criminal histories.
The only thing that I'm bummed about, the Social Security numbers
supposedly were not disclosed.
The only thing I'm bummed about is they did not disclose the score of my NRA CCW instructor course, so they know.
There you go.
So they know what they're dealing with here. Oh, wait a minute. There is one person here that does not care. Liam, are you in that database?
I'm not, but I've actually been thinking about getting in.
I appreciate you to the fullest extent, but you made it under the radar, brother. Good for you.
Well, here's
but
the
three of us are in that database, right, Carl?
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing they need to know, that everyone that passed that course made 18 out of 20 rounds.
Oh, yeah, baby. Right here. Bump me. That's the only thing I've been thinking about drinking to this for like the past 25 minutes. So good for you. Good, Perry.
So all that information has been released. So they are going, I think the press release said that they're going to, the Department of Justice is going to come to everybody whose information was released, so you can get into the credit agency, so you can make sure nobody, tries to open up credit cards in your name now that they've got your driver's license and your age and everything, but your Social Security number. But here's what I think.
Carl.
What they've done is they've told criminals where I live and that I have a gun.
That's right.
And so I think the very least the state could do is pay for me to move into another home, someplace else that's commensurate with where I'm living right now, that they pay the difference, between my house and the new house, move us, and buy me a new safe.
Here's what I got to say. I think that's a great idea. But they'll probably pay to move you out of state because you're not voting for them anyway.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll move you if it's outside California. Don't tempt me here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question. So
according to the new legislation, it needs to be a place where you can carry.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that?
Well, there's no place in California, according to this new mm-hmm. bill they're trying to pass. Mm-hmm. You cannot carry anywhere. You can't even walk on the sidewalks. If I want to go into...
And sidewalks. I love that.
I want to go into the sandwichery, which doesn't serve booze or anything, but they're saying that if they say it's, if it's okay with them, they've got to put a sign up on their business from the hearth, the sandwichery. Any business has to put a sign up saying it's okay to carry a concealed firearm in there.
And I think that probably affects both Pat and Sandy.
Yeah. I think it would be.
Hey, here's what I got to say. Thank goodness for local leadership, because I believe in Johnson, Shuler, and Bridget. I'm good.
Yeah.
I can live with it.
I don't think they would. You know what?
I can live with it. I'm not going to say it.
The businesses here in town aren't going to do it, and they don't care.
They do not care
if you're carrying, because they're from up here in Northern California.
And you know what? Good people carry guns. Yes. Bad people carry guns illegally. And I want every one of them off my street. Here's what I wish. If I can have a wish, close my eyes, wish, my birthday, whatever. Every person that got carrying a gun in Shasta, got caught carrying a gun in Shasta County, it's 10 years plus whatever they got caught. Whatever crime it is, they used to add 5 years on it,
and they said, "Oh no, that's not fair."
It's fair.
Of course, it's fair.
We don't like violent gun. We don't like violent criminals carrying guns. Make it hurt. If you make it hurt, it will work. If you don't make it hurt, they're gonna laugh at you. Here, in my home, when I was growing up, of course, my three kids struggled because, you know, home of a retired command sergeant major, it was horribly difficult. But
for you or them?
Huh? Not for me, because I laughed all the way to the bank. But for them, tough. Here's the thing, gentlemen, you jack it up, it's gonna hurt. There's no question. I'm a 210-pound man. None of my children. Oh, my oldest boy, 36. He's old. He's bigger than me. But my two others, neither one of them have reached 200 pounds yet. So guess what? From the day they were born to the day they left the house, I could scuff them up, and I would. I'm not afraid of it. I don't care. Call me up. Call me a beater. I don't care.
Ted will scuff with you.
I will scuff you. I will scuff you up.
Before we take a break, I want to pay homage to this one guy by the name of Herschel Williams, the last survivor among the 472 servicemen who were awarded the Medal of Honor for extraordinary bravery and heroism in World War II. The oldest living recipient of the medal died Wednesday in Huntington, West Virginia.
I am
98 years old. He was humble. A Marine, and he went on Iwo Jima by taking out 7 pillboxes with flamethrowers.
I am humbled.
Yeah.
I am humbled.
Yep.
I am nobody compared to him. Herschel, right on, brother.
Yeah, and he was the last Medal of Honor recipient from World War II that was alive.
I am humbled. Thank you, Carl.
And by the way, he is one of many, is why we're celebrating on Monday.
That's right. And this is something to think about on the 4th of July, on Independence Day, for all those men and women who have sacrificed themselves to keep this country free. And then when you see laws being passed that take away that freedom, you just have to ask yourself, I mean, what would they be thinking right now if they saw some of this stuff?
Well, the Founding Fathers would be rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be rolling. They never thought that they'd have a state so tyrannical that they would start passing laws that would circumvent the idea that the individual could keep and bear arms to keep himself and his family free. Now, let me tell you something. True story. We're on the Pacific Coast. If another country landed on our beaches, because we're on the Pacific Ocean, right? They could do it. That'd be pretty easy to do, actually. In San Francisco and Los Angeles and other places, they'd be crying for people with gun owners. Look at Ukraine. They had to reissue the guns. Right? They had to reissue them.
And then train people.
Try to train people
during a war.
When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution and started our country, the idea was each and every individual would be responsible and accountable to each other, and each of them would have a deadly firearm on their body or in their home to protect themselves and the rest of the country and each state.
That's right.
But the problem is we've gotten a little bit far away from responsibility and accountability, right? And so now we've got all these people crying about they can't control the criminals. Well, control the criminals. Don't control us.
But all the criminals, so the crime rate is down to 0%, then come after and tell me, well, you don't really need to carry a gun.
That's right.
Until it's 0%, don't come to
you
me.
Know,
it's rising, Carl.
I know it is. And
it's rising.
The number of murders not solved has risen by almost 50%. Why? Because there's not enough police officers. Because they were beat up so bad during this defund the police time, a lot of policemen quit, and a lot of young men and women said, I'm not going to put up with that.
If you ever uttered the words defund the police, you are not eligible for public office. That's just how I feel. And I'll tell you to your eyeball. Come and call me up or confront me on the street. I'll tell you right to your eyeball.
See, people won't do that, but what they will do is they'll get on Facebook and call you I don't know.
Yeah, licking the Cheetos off their fingers from their parents' basement and looking at, you know, questionable pictures of women. Yeah, I got you.
It's 1848, and we're getting ready to take a break here. Liam, take us out with some of that music.
Man the hell up. You better man the hell up.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axraptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45's. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Yes, that is really good, man.
Liam,
are you sure you're not already a star? Because I think I heard in a Vegas casino.
Are you?
That's really
you've,
good.
You've been hiding this. You've been sitting in there being quiet, and this is really.
It's like 3.5 years worth of work.
Are you singing that?
Yeah.
Dang, that is really good. I want you to put together an album. Six months, I can wait.
Our producer. We're listening to our producer's music tonight.
I can wait. Yeah. That's really, really good.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Perry Crimmins. We are going to make a toast to Herschel Williams.
Herschel Williams.
98 Herschel. Years old, the last living recipient of Medal of Honor from World War II.
Even though I am not worthy, I just want to say thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bunch of clinking going on.
Yeah. Hey, Herschel manned Herschel. Up, and I am appreciative
well,
of that.
I tell you what, he said when he was going after those pillboxes, and he went through withering machine gun fire. It was bouncing off his equipment, and he's carrying. I actually, because I'm older than you, I did carry a flamethrower once.
I never carried a flamethrower.
To give a demonstration. And right behind me was a Marine with a fire extinguisher.
No.
A demonstration. Because we were doing it in front of a bunch of people. And
that
he was like,
manning up right there.
He stopped. And, you know, I went out there and I burnt the bunker because it's blind burn and blast. Mm-hmm. And I went out there with that flamethrower. I tell you what, that's a rush. But I kept thinking behind me, that guy's behind me with the fire extinguisher for a reason.
Oh, sure.
But the rounds
we don't
were
have flamethrowers anymore.
Off. No, and there's
a reason for that.
But the rounds were bouncing off his equipment. He said it sounded like a jackhammer. So you can imagine this. Anyway, Herschel Williams.
Herschel Williams. Thank you, Herschel.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for manning up and keeping us free.
We got like 6 minutes left. We've kind of like...
Dude, I could do this for 2 hours.
I know you could. What's going on? What's going on with you, Perry, with Just for Hunting? Besides kind the cartel of a, coming after you.
Yeah, the cartel. You know, it's...
Oh, the cartel, the Salazar cartel.
I got to... You know, it's probably non-Christian, but I see these Mexicans with tattoos and stuff in the gym and whatnot, and I think, gosh, you look like a cartel guy for our local pot growers or something, and I just... I don't know what to think.
I think if they're in the gym, they're probably not.
I don't know.
Probably. They don't have enough time to be a cartel member and work at the gym you're at.
I wonder, you know.
Here's the thing. They send them up here in Northern California. They force them to work in these pot groves. They are not in public. Yeah. They are they are being forced.
They don't even know where they are when they arrest them, when they bust them. And, you know, they don't even know what state they're in.
No.
So,
and they don't even know. They're in the you know, the Estados Unidos.
I think the
Unidos.
People you're seeing are probably working for some company and making like 5 times as much money as we do.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, but I understand because after you're having a post-traumatic
thing
there because you saw what, you know, when the guys put a gun up against your head, you think about that.
Perry, check this out. I was telling someone the story today. I it was Kevin Tedder. You know Kevin Tedder.
Absolutely.
Good buddy of ours.
We call him Bear Paw.
I call him
Bear
Paw. Big sexy. Yeah, 300 pounds. Kevin Tedder's 300 pounds, right?
Oh, he's not 300 pounds.
He's he is. He's close to it. I forgot what he told me. Maybe 295?
He has the largest hands of any human on this planet.
He's a large man.
He's a beast.
He is.
Well, he was teaching with me today.
He's not like hugely fat, though.
No.
At all.
He's solid.
He's just a monster
just
a
monster.
So anyway, he's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex of the human species. I mean, that's like short, little, small arms, big hands.
You still have my boar's head, by the way, Kev.
Okay, so anyway, I was telling him the story of us in Sonora, right? And things come back, right? When you're talking about post-traumatic stress, it comes back a piece at a time, right? It comes back a piece at a time. Now, do you remember this? We're on the side of the road, and they are chattering back and forth in Spanish, and our hands are up, of course, and I'm thinking, I do not want it to end like this. That's all I can think of. I don't want to end like this. Nobody makes a plan. Like, this isn't MacGyver. This isn't TV.
Yeah.
The only thing you can think about is, I don't want it to end like this. I'm hoping that our outfitter, Jorge, could figure it out. And do you remember when Jorge said this? And it's an S word, right? I'm not going to say it so that Liam has to pound the delay button. Jorge yelled, get your S. You remember that? Get your S. Remember that? And we're standing on the road. And I said, and I didn't hear him quite right? Because it's all in Spanish. It's the first English word he said. I said, get my S. He said, get it.
Unload your stuff.
Yeah. He meant unload your stuff. And what he had done was he had negotiated our gear out of the back of the truck. And I realized today more of it came about. They wanted the truck and everything because it was the middle of the day on a 2-lane highway, and they just wanted to go. And Jorge talked him out of it and got our stuff back for us. So good for Jorge, a hero of mine, obviously. But that came back today. I never remembered that before.
I would never go to northern Mexico to hunt.
No. What I remembered with Jorge
Southern Mexico, maybe.
He continually used the word Americano.
Oh, yeah. In the Spanish,
It obviously means something that they don't, I mean.
Probably don't want to shoot 2 or 3 Americans just on the road because that would bring heat.
And they don't know who we are.
And their boss, like you said, they were young. They were probably checking with their boss that said, yeah, take the truck. It don't hurt anybody.
Right. And that's what happened. So I didn't remember all that until today when I was telling Kevin. I said, you know what? I was standing there with Haugen, and I'm standing there with Perry, and I remember, get your S, right? And I said, and I stopped and said, what? It's the first English word I heard. Get your S. It's like not quite a sentence, but, you know, halfway there. And and I said, we'll get my S. He said, yeah, get it.
Yeah, unload the truck.
Unload the truck, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, I had forgotten about that. I was telling Tedder about it today. And I like, you know, I forgot about that. I'm going to have to share with Perry.
You know, I linked up with an old buddy of mine.
That was only 1 month ago, by the way. 1 month and 10 days.
I linked up with a buddy of mine that was in Iraq with me, and it's the same thing. You know, you're in a place or a situation, and you both were there, He says, yeah, and this, you know, remember that? And I went,
no, I don't remember
that. I don't remember that at all, but we're standing next to each other, and we were both, you know, well, in helmet defilade at that point. You know what helmet defilade is, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you, this is for Perry. That's when you crawl into your helmet, and there's nothing showing but the helmet. You know,
it's a hiding spot.
Unlike politicians who are in rectal defilade all the time.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Where they...
Yeah.
Crawl into something else.
They crawl under their butt and see.
Carl.
No, I didn't say that.
Carl. Thank you for manning up, brother.
Thank you, Ted, for
being in helmet defilade.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey,
I know how
helmet
that is.
Defilade is.
I know how that is.
Ooh.